Unit 43. The Empty Chair.
Jerry Streisen, a friend of mine in Boston, almost had a nervous breakdown last year. I told him to go to a doctor.
Hello, Mr. Streisen. What's the problem?
I'm very tense and nervous, doctor. I haven't been able to sleep for days.
Have you been working hard?
Yes, I've been working 12 hours a day.
Well, you should take a few days off. Go someplace quiet and peaceful, like Nantucket. It's a quiet island near the coast of...
Jerry took a boat from New Bedford to Nantucket and arrived late Friday evening. He rang the doorbell of a boarding house, and the owner, Mrs. Searcy, answered the door. Then she showed him to his room. Jerry was very tired and went straight to bed. He slept well and didn't wake up until 9 o'clock the next morning. Jerry went downstairs for breakfast. Because there weren't any other guests, Mrs. Searcy invited him to have breakfast with her and her daughter Catherine. Catherine was already sitting in the dining room. She was about 13 years old, with long black hair and clear gray eyes. Mrs. Searcy went to the kitchen to make breakfast. Jerry and Catherine looked at each other nervously for a few seconds.
There are 4 places at the table. Is there another guest?
No, we never talk about the empty place.
The empty place? What do you mean?
Well, that used to be my father's place.
Used to be? I don't understand.
My father worked on a fishing boat. 3 years ago, he went out on his boat, and he never came back.
What happened to him?
Nobody knows. They searched everywhere, but they never found anything. My mother always keeps that place for him, and she makes his breakfast every morning. That's a picture of him, over there on the wall. My mother's been waiting for him for 3 years.
Jerry said nothing, but he looked worried. At that moment, Mrs. Searcy came into the room. She poured 3 cups of coffee and put 1 cup at the empty place. Jerry looked more worried, and he stared at the empty chair. Suddenly, he heard footsteps outside the door, and a tall man with a black beard walked into the room. It was the man in the picture. Jerry jumped up and ran out of the room.
Who was that? What's the matter with him?
I don't know. I don't understand. He's a guest from Boston. He arrived last night after you went to sleep.
Catherine, do you know anything about this?
No, Daddy, I don't. But he's here because he's very nervous. He says he's hiding here because a tall man with a black beard is trying to kill him.
Catherine, have you been telling stories again?
Stories? Daddy? Me?